Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody. everyone. This is Cynthia Fontaine, Spirit Guru, and the Rhode Island Psychic Medium, coming from you live, coming to you live here on this rainy, blustery morning in New England. I hope wherever you are warm, safe, and dry, and maybe even seeing some sunshine. Well, sorry, I suddenly have a frog in my throat. I don't know what a frog is doing there. Anyway, excuse me, 1 second. Sorry about that, guys. Anyway, so today I am so excited to have back Susan Brochen, who is an amazing astrologer. Besides, you know, if you guys listened to the show 2 weeks ago, you know that Susan was on doing Akashic record reading. So Susan is multi-talented, and I am so happy that she is joining us again today. And I'm actually just going to get her on here. Let's see. Okay, on the phone. Used to use. Okay, so Susan, message me and tell me what number you're calling in from so I can get you on. All right, thank you so much. Let me just wait for Susan's message here. And in the meantime, while we are getting Susan on there. Okay, Susan, gotcha. All right, so here we go. I'm going to bring Susan on. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Cynthia.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. I had a frog, too.
Did you? Okay, so for me,
yeah.
I always ask, is this mine or is this someone else's? And I'm clearly hearing it's someone else's. So I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know. Maybe it's, we'll see.
We'll see. So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
So fun. So often when things start happening in my body, when I'm on the air or, you know, when I'm working with clients, whether individually or in a group, funny things will start happening in my body that aren't mine. And it's always related to somebody that, you know, either comes on the show or is even sometimes listening. So sometimes people will type in the chat, oh, yeah, that's me. So speaking of the chat, I need to get the Facebook up and running here because I
okay.
know there are people waiting on Facebook. So
okay.
I want to share a little bit about you. I know that we just had the fortunate pleasure of having you on just 2 weeks ago doing Akashic record readings, and that was so much fun. And now here you are with us again doing astrology readings now. So tell us a little bit.
You
want to
know how that happened? It's kind of funny, actually.
That's what I was just going to ask you, if you can tell us how you got into that.
Okay. When I was like, I don't know, like 25 years ago, I was an armchair astrologer. I just always want to know everything there is to know about oneself, right? So took the Myers-Briggs, you know, and then started to learn about astrology. And I just kind of put it on the back burner. And I happened to go to India in October. And I was still listening to podcasts and still armchair. And person on our group started talking about some of the issues that she had. So I asked her, so what do you know about astrology? And she said, nothing. So I started telling her about it. And she said, wow, that's really interesting. Can you do my chart? And I was like, well, I guess. I have a really cool software. I've been studying it again in another course. And I started doing it, and then we were a very close-knit group. And once we got back to the U.S., she started telling everybody she knew on the group, Susan does astrology reading. Boom! All of a sudden, I was reading people's charts. So this is like very new. This is like late October this year. So, yeah. So, but it felt like right. So go figure. I think it's some kind of like lightning bolt moment, awakening. I don't know, whatever it is. So that's how I'm doing it now.
So interesting. And, you know, it's...
Yeah, and I'm like 20.
Sorry, still I'm like all frogged up here. And anyway.
Mine's better.
Maybe you were picking up mine.
I don't know.
Funny. Do you find that sometimes you do pick up things physically on other from other people?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So, you know, because before we got on the air, I was totally fine.
Yeah. Well, I was actually having it about 7:30, and then I took some lozenges, and I'm good now. So, there we go.
There we go. Oh, so maybe it is yours. But then, now I'm helping to relieve it from you.
Okay.
Sometimes that happens too, right? So as a healer, I often pick things up on people, and I don't even have to consciously be like doing healing work. It just kind of happens.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, interesting. But cool. You know, just kind of go with it, I guess. So pretty neat. So you have a lot planned for us today, and I know
I do.
Like me, you are an over preparer. Oh, it's 11:11. Okay, everybody, 11:11. Make a wish. I like to do that. 11:11 is the gateway to the other side. So I like to just pause and make a wish. Oh, okay. 11:12. I just happen to look up at the exact right moment. So, Susan, tell us a little bit what you have in store for us today. Since I'm getting all foggy again, I'm going to let you talk.
Okay. I don't mind talking a lot. I've got a lot of stuff. So you can just ask questions, whatever works. So one of the things that I've gotten really interested in is how the movement of the planets at this moment is affecting what's happening to us. Especially since there's so much going on in the world and so much going on in our own individual world. So I don't know when this was. It was maybe about a month and a half ago. I get these little mini classes, and I got a class about the movement of Jupiter that was to have started November to be exact, where Jupiter was moving out of the sign of Scorpio and into the sign of Sagittarius. Now, what does that mean? Where is it moving? Is it moving in the sky? Is it moving in our chart? So that's, you know, a natural question people might have. Well, Jupiter is moving in the sky from the constellation of Scorpio to the constellation of Sagittarius. Now, in our own chart, we have our own individual birth chart. That's set up by which constellation was on the horizon at the actual moment that we arrived on Earth, basically. That's why the birth time is so important. So one of the things that people are doing right now is trying to find out how is this going to affect, you know, there's a ways that it will affect the general collective, but how will it affect me? And this morning, I thought I'd have a little fun and find out how it would affect you, Miss Cynthia Fontaine. So do you want to know?
Yes, please, absolutely.
Okay. So let me give you a little background. Why is this so big? Why is this so important? And the main thing is that Jupiter is big. It's the planet that brings us good luck, optimism, hope, success, understanding, faith, abundance. It could increase expansion, and it also could increase our body size if we're not careful. I know, so just be aware. I heard a little bit more about that on the radio the other day, but I'm not going to go there right now, because what's kind of cool is I I looked up your chart, and Cynthia, you know your rising's in Capricorn, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that said, every rising will set the first house of the circle of the astrological chart, okay? So your first house will be in Capricorn. And that said, your 12th house is in Sagittarius. Now, what does that mean? So it means
yeah,
that.
What does it mean?
Yeah, what does it mean? So there's 12 houses, and every single house has a certain job to do in the world. So the 12th house for you is about endings, healings, closure, spiritual development, afterlife, what's hidden, and your subconscious. It's also about spiritual growth, especially listening to the inner self. So, what I have here is that, okay, just a sec. This is also, I'm going to segue to something else, but I don't want to get people confused. So I'm just going to talk about this Jupiter in Sagittarius. So for you, with a Capricorn rising, we get used to how something feels, so we often forget to question it. And as Jupiter travels through your 12th house, by the way, it takes a year, and it's more potent now and will be even more potent when the moon is new in the same sign of Sagittarius. Okay, kind of gives it an extra oomph. The sun is also in Sagittarius right now until the beginning of winter on the night of the solstice. So anyway, getting back to the 12th house, you're being asked to clear out any old psychic debris that might have stopped your growth. This transit encourages you to really look at this, and there's a huge potential. Jupiter might shine on some wounds that you might not have realized were there, but this gift of this transit allows you to expand and grow in this particular area. And anything good and lasting is all about depth. So this is also a good time, a really committed meditation practice to protect it, to make sure that that's a holy thing for you and you do it, you know, with discipline. So you'll take it into sort of an incubation and then you'll bring it out to the world and you'll get tremendous gifts from that because of Jupiter being where it is. Does that make sense? Does that feel right?
Yes, it does feel right. Interesting, because I've been really focused on that, particularly the last week or two.
Well, that's when it started.
Oh.
So that's really interesting, because I'm going to segue to something. Is it okay that I kind of bring in another element, because it's very significant in your chart?
Sure. And, you know, so for you guys who are listening, you know, there's I always feel that there's some message for everyone. So listen for the cleodons that seem to make sense for you. So it may be that you suddenly feel like you need to meditate, you know, so just for as an example.
Beautiful. Okay. Are you familiar with the north and south nodes of the moon?
I am a little bit, yes.
Okay. You know, it's a really abstract concept. It's not really a planet, but it has to do with the orbit around the moon and connecting with the orbit around the sun. And I can't go any deeper than that because I'm not a left brain person. I kind of get the idea and I'm like Tinkerbell because I believe it. So, okay. So anyway, then there are two nodes in every chart. There is the south node from where you came from what you came into this birth with. And then there's the north node, which is directly opposite on the chart. Uh-huh. So Stephen Forrest, the great astrologer, talks a lot about this in his book, The Astrology. I believe it's The Outer Planets or Inner Sky. I don't remember which one, but it's all about reincarnation. And it's all about what does astrology tell us about our past and our future, where we're going, what our life means, okay? So You happen to have your past, your south node, at the very last degrees of, guess what, Sagittarius.
Sagittarius.
So are you seeing where I might be going here?
Maybe.
Okay, so maybe. Okay, that's in the 12th house also, which is ruled by Sagittarius. So what that means is it's what our soul experienced before. You know, when you come in and you don't come in as a blank slate. You come in, you know, with little personalities. I've never had kids, but people that do notice that little babies are very different right from the get-go. So a lot of that, I believe, is what we arrive into this dimension with, okay? So the south node is familiar. It's easy. It's something that, you know, might even have to do with the life that we have chosen for ourselves. And the idea for growth is to move away from the familiar to the opposite side of the chart towards the north node, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So your north node, where you're going, is in the sign of Gemini, right by Cancer, right? Almost at where it changes signs.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to tell you a little bit about what does that mean for you.
Great.
Okay. So in the karmic past, you might have been attached to dogmatic beliefs. The 12th house is also the house of isolation, maybe people that lived in an ashram or a nunnery or something, and things are quite dogmatic there.
Mm-hmm.
They may have been religious beliefs or both, or maybe you even recognize that from your own childhood. There was a tendency in the past, in this south node in Sagittarius, to take on these beliefs without even questioning. Be a good girl, basically, right?
Oh, definitely.
So, isn't this funny? And it's in Sagittarius,
yes,
which is where Jupiter's hitting, so you're going to be doubly touched by this. That's why I'm talking about this, okay? So
can I interject for just a quick second?
As much as you want.
So really funny because I at one point thought I might go into the nunnery.
No way.
Really?
No way. That's hilarious.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Because it was comfortable. You wanted to hang out in that south node. It's easy. No, I don't want to grow. This is fine. I'm going to stay here. We know a lot of people like that. I'm sure we all do, right?
Yep.
Okay. So where can you grow? And it's the opposite. You're not going to believe this. This is so interesting. So the north node on the opposite is in the sixth house. And the sixth house is about health, fitness, system, analytical nature, pets, right? Animals, right? Organization, and your sense of usefulness and service given. So what are you doing now? How did you start with your intuitive practice? Animal communication. Isn't that interesting?
That's
right?
Very interesting.
Okay. And Gemini is chatty. So Gemini is wants to talk all about what they've learned. And your mantra is, I don't know, but I can learn something new. Gemini is radically curious. Okay, and interesting, you're on the radio, right? You are also developing a sense of your own voice and a willingness to share what you know.
You can't make this shit up.
I know. Isn't that great? So
it is great.
Yeah. And the fact that this Jupiter is just going to expand that possibility, because Sagittarius is a fire sign, and it's any possibility of what you know about your own growth and your own spirituality and your own new meditation practice or whatever, you can start talking about it every week.
That is the coolest thing ever.
I know. I normally wouldn't go to the nodes because it's a whole level, a whole new level, but anyway, there you are.
Well, and that's pretty exciting and interesting. And I'm on with all of that. That's all very true for me, starting with the animal communication, because I didn't want to work with people. And because, you know, people are kind of crazy, myself included, because we all have our own kind of crazy, every single one of us.
Right.
And so I thought, and I didn't think, I wasn't going to do this work. And then the first time I ever heard a horse speak, I was like, oh my God. And that's how the whole animal thing started. And it's totally, totally spot on about the dogma of religion. I loved growing up in my religion and with my grandmother, who was really spiritual. And I didn't even know there was another kind of religion in the world until I was 12 years old, when my best friend said, come to my church on Sunday. And I said, what do you mean come to your church on Sunday? She says, yeah, come to my church. I says, okay. And I says, well, I've never been to that church. And she says, well, it's a Protestant church. I said, Protestant? What is that? So this couldn't be more spot on. It is so crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's really exciting. But, you know, if I may, maybe I can segue a little bit to, I don't know if it might be too much information, or I should just go ahead and talk to people about their charts, but I have a little diagram, all the risings and what house it will impact. I don't know if you want to hear that, just do that.
So the phone lines are pretty full, Susan.
Okay.
And how about if we hold that for the moment? And is that something that we could post on my Facebook page so people could take a look at it there?
Yes, but I can take a picture. Well, I can show you all the houses, but the writing is make it confusing. Let me just post it on your Facebook page.
Great.
All right.
Okay.
I'll put it in the comments as a picture. So keep talking.
Great. So it's so interesting. So like the astrology, our birth chart, gives us this in our life and makes up a lot. It makes up all of our sort of character. It shows us the past with the source, the south node, and what our most recent past life was like. And then the north node helps us see, you know, what is our future, right? And what we're sort of, I think in a way, what we're meant to accomplish in this lifetime. And the psychic part is the part that's the fluid part. It's the using the oracle cards, and those are the part, because we have free will. And so the two systems together are really a beautiful thing, because you've got the solid pieces and a lot of information about who you are, both the shadow side and the light side, and you can make adjustments, right, by who you are, and then knowing your chart, like, what is my mission? How I have so many people that I work with that come to me, we'll say after 35 or 40, especially after 35, and they go, what am I doing here? What is my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing? You know, some people call it the midlife crisis. We like to call it the midlife calling at Healer School. And your astrological chart can help you and give you a lot of tools and a lot of information towards that question. And then what do you do with that? And that's the piece where you bring in the oracle or, an intuitive coach to help guide you through, using the astrology chart as the folders, the big pieces set in your within yourself and within your life. And then, the guide to guide you through those and around those. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm not able to share it for some reason, Cynthia, but that's a perfect summary. Because when I look at the comments, all it's allowing me to do is insert an emoji. I can't do a document or anything like that there. So we will just
maybe later we can figure out at when we're off the air how to do that. Maybe if you send it to me, I can upload it later or something.
I think I can actually put it on your. I might be able to put it on comments. Yeah, I can.
Okay.
I just put it on your comments. I don't know.
So Susan, people are asking where they can get their astrology chart.
Okay, well, there's one really easy, free way to do it, and that's from a website called astro.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you sign up for a free account, and then you go to free horoscopes. And I think there's a place that says, your rising and your general birth information. You need your birthplace and actual as accurate as possible time.
Right. And then it gives you the free birth chart, which has your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, what planets you have, what houses, etc. So astro.com for people that want to pull their cards up. So we have another question, and this goes back to something you said earlier. And someone says they're Sagittarius is their rising sign, and they're asking, do they need to watch out for body expansion during the Jupiter transit of Sagittarius?
Okay. I think that's a yes. So just be cognizant of that. That's the first house. Which is appearances, beginnings, the body, first impressions, attitude, identity, approach to life. So yes, that's a yes. Just be aware of overindulging.
Yes, for sure. So, and that it's so interesting because at this time when Sagittarius, when Jupiter transited, I had just began a whole new lifestyle of eating. Moved into a Mediterranean style way of eating. And so that's really interesting. Because the last time Jupiter ran through my house, I don't remember where it was at, but I gained like 25 pounds.
Oh my God. That's just be aware.
So I'm glad I'm rising.
Right.
I'm glad I'm off to
it. It might not impact you. Sorry.
I'm glad I'm off to a head start on the healthy end.
I also heard these two women speak about people with cancer rising or cancer sun.
Mm-hmm.
And Sagittarius sun are also to be aware of body shifts as well.
Okay, guys. So if that's you, you might want to really think about this next year, what you're putting in your mouth and getting some exercise for sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
Susan, do you think maybe you're ready to take a caller?
Yeah. Well, can I just give you the dates? I don't want them to go by without doing that to talk about the potency of all of this. And then I'll take readings first. So
great.
So Jupiter and Sag started November 8th. And right now we're dealing with a Mercury retrograde in Scorpio, which is kind of blocking some of the extreme excitement that we might have with different kinds of daily obstacles. And Mercury is going to go direct and go into Sag around the 12th. It'll go direct officially, I believe it's the 5th or 6th of December. Then you're going to have a lot of potency after the new moon on December 7th as well, when the new moon is in Sagittarius. So we'll have sun, new moon, Mercury approaching Sagittarius, and Jupiter, powerful. There is a Jupiter retrograde. Now, the retrogrades of these big planets last a long time. It's still going to be in Sagittarius. People will still be affected, but not as much. That is from April 11th, 2019, until August 12th, 2019. Okay? After August 12th, it will stay in Sagittarius until December 3rd, 2019. So
it's
a lot
of
good months and excitement, yeah, to work with.
So what does that all kind of mean a little bit?
Okay.
Sorry.
That the most possibility will happen when Jupiter is not in retrograde. Because retrograde goes a little bit backward, but it's
okay.
Still in the sign of Sagittarius, so it will still have an effect, but not as strong.
Okay, great. So,
and
it,
that's
it,
April. Yeah.
Sorry, say again.
That's from April 11th to August 12th. It won't be as powerful. So let's say you're trying to manifest something really big that is in the house, you know,
mm-hmm.
that affects you.
Sure.
You know, put forth more, you know, your effort won't be as strong because Jupiter will be working with you. You might have to try a little bit harder or look for some obstacles, but they won't be major.
Right. Okay, great.
Okay.
Super.
Okay.
That's great. It's nice to have key dates with, and, you know, since we are coming up to a new year, people might even want to put those on their calendars.
Right.
So if you missed the dates, you can go back and listen to the replay and get those dates on your calendar.
Right. So it looks like there's a professional astrologer on a Facebook Live right now. They're having an interesting conversation. So that's cool. Hats off
on,
to him.
Yeah,
on your Facebook comment.
On Facebook Live. Oh,
yes.
I don't think that there's a professional in there. I think someone is suggesting that they get a professional reading.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, which they can actually go to your website. Is that correct? And get it. Make you can do a professional astrology reading. Yes.
Not yet.
Okay.
No, I'm just in the major student phase. So.
Okay.
You know, a lot of the work that I'm doing is part of my learning.
Okay, great. And you're already knowledgeable.
Yeah.
So this is what I love about, so you guys know I'm always talking profiles, and this is what I love about the knowledgeable achiever. The knowledgeable achiever, which is Susan's primary profile, will have to research and feel like that they know everything about a subject before that they can say they're qualified or they're a professional, but yet they can be very qualified but never feel they are. So they're always studying, always researching, always doing more, but never feel like they have enough information when they're
That's
in the
about right.
So really interesting.
Really funny about, yeah, I'm really funny about my time because I kind of a free spirit and I don't want to be tied down to anything.
Well, and that's the creative idealist part of you, right? And you have a charismatic leader. Charismatic leader doesn't like to follow the rules. They like to make up their own rules. And
Neat. So, but there are a lot of really amazing astrologers out there. So.
Oh yeah, for sure. We've had Maya White on the show before, who is really fabulous. Deborah Silverman is great. The fellow that you study with, his name again?
Robert
O'Hara. Robert O'Hara is great. Well, and what's the class that you just took? Because I have another friend.
It was called Astrology for Yoga Teachers. So her whole idea was to give us more skills to use in our class planning. But because, you know, something got lit up for me, I took it a lot farther. And I listen to podcasts all the time because I have to be in the car for like an hour to get to Trader Joe's each way. So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what part of my training, and all the things that studies that I did was through exactly that, because I delivered mail for 26 years on foot. So
there
I walked 6.5, sometimes 7 hours a day, and sometimes it was really boring out there where I didn't see one person for hours and hours of time. So I listened to a lot of, there weren't podcasts then, but you know, a lot of books on tape sort of thing. And and you can get a whole education that way.
I don't know what people want to know, but I think the best thing and the easiest thing, because I can't do a whole reading thing here, it takes me hours to plan that. But if somebody wants to say my rising is blah, 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 you know, which house will be affected and what should I look out for? Something like that.
Great. Great. So you guys, you know, if you get on the air, and the switchboard is packed. So I don't think we're going to get to everybody, but we're going to try to get through as many as we can. When you get on the air, make sure that you have your birth chart available. If you don't have your chart, then Susan, if you don't have your chart, you have to have your date of birth, obviously, the time of your birth, and the place where you were born. If you don't have the time, then the chart won't be accurate. So, but if you do have your chart, that will be super helpful to save some time. And then Susan will help you with just sort of like one aspect of that. And then maybe I'll pick a card to go along with that. And we'll go from there.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds great. So our first caller that we're going to go to is actually, it looks like they're calling in from Skype because it's a 1111, and that's usually a Skype number. So it's probably somebody out of the United States, but let's bring them on and see who we have here. Hi, caller. You're on the air live with Cynthia Fontaine and Susan Brochin. Where are you calling from and what's your name? Hello? Ah, we lost them. Caller dropped. Okay, so you can call back in. I noticed that I think they must be having difficulty because they have been here before the show started, and then the call was dropped, and then it just got dropped again when they called back in. So we're going to go to the next caller, and the area code is 770, and the last four digits, 6845. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Cynthia Fontaine and Susan Brochin. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, Cynthia and Susan.
Hi, Susan.
I'm good. Thank you. I have a birthday for you, my December the 17th, 69, at 11:56 a.m., and the place was Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston,
okay, can you give me the first time again?
Daphne?
Yeah, please.
Daphne, D-A-P-H-N-E.
Oh, actually, your birth time, hon?
Honey, the
your
time?
Birth, Your time.
Oh, the birth?
Your time.
December the 17th, 6 to 9.
Yeah, I got that, but what time, honey?
11:56 a.m.
Great. Got it. And Boston.
Boston, right?
Got two New Englanders on the phone.
Yeah, so Susan is from Connecticut, and I'm from Rhode Island. We're right in our home neck of the woods here.
Got it covered.
Yes,
right.
All right. So while Susan's picking up the chart, is there? I'm going to pull a card for you, Susan. And one just fell to the floor. Let's see what that one is. So when a card falls to the floor, it's for more information. They're called jumper cards. So I want to pull a specific card though. Oh, and another one fell. You're going to get a whole bunch of the cards that fall to the floor, apparently. So tell me when to stop shuffling, and I will, and you're going to tell me where in the deck to pick a card from.
Okay, you can stop shuffling.
Okay, and do you want top, bottom, or middle?
Middle.
And right in the middle, or do you want me to count down?
Yes, you can.
Take the middle card or count down from the middle?
You can count down 7 from the middle.
7, okay, Okay. Oh, the tribe. So, and this is with Colette Baron-Reed's Wisdom of the Oracle deck. You guys know I love this deck, and I have been with Colette, I've studied with Colette for many, many years, and now mentor in her Oracle school, and have been actually mentored in the Oracle school for a couple of years now. So the tribe is all about, you know, your group, the group of people sort of that you hang with, right? It's not necessarily your family, although it can be, but it's the group of people that you really vibe with, we'll say, right? And two cards fell out of the deck while we were talking, and it was Thinker and Treasure Island. And so Thinker, when this card comes up, it often can indicate that you spend a lot of time in your head, and that maybe it's hard for you to sort of get things done if you're sort of in the defense of that, because and then Treasure Island, I love this card, and it's such a pretty card. I'm just going to show everybody on Instagram and on Facebook there, and then the tribe. Treasure Island is you carry your treasures with you. You have everything that you need already in your life to get where you need to go. So I feel like that your tribe brings you lots to think about, and that you have a whole treasure chest that you carry with you and that you bring forth into this tribe, because the turtle is moving towards the tribe. Does that make sense?
It does. It really does. Yes. Wow.
And what?
Okay,
what do
Cynthia,
you?
I'm sorry.
Can I just ask? Just ask quickly. What do you do?
Yes.
What did I do?
What do you do for the
work? I work in marketing.
Okay. Okay. Mm. Great.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Susan, how's going with the chart?
Very interesting. Oh, sorry.
I think Susan has your chart.
Cynthia,
yes.
Yeah. So I see she also has a Capricorn rising.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the transit of Jupiter will affect her 12th house just like you, Cynthia.
Oh,
but the difference is her sun, Sirius. So that brings a bit more of a lightness to the 12th house. So that, once again, the 12th house will be an awakening of possible memories of spirituality, what's hidden, maybe spending a little bit more time to balance out that extremely extroverted, usually Sagittarius sun. And I just want to mention the tribe. There's something really was fascinating that you got that card, that in the 11th house, which is all about groups, friends, social awareness, humanitarianism, that is in Scorpio, and Jupiter just left Scorpio like a month ago. So that was what was highlighted. That house was highlighted in the last couple of years, or year and a half or so.
Very interesting.
So yeah.
Sorry, my phone is running out of battery here. Sorry, I'm on Instagram too. So you guys are all over the place this morning. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook Live. okay, sorry. So do you have any questions about what that means?
Yes, Jupiter is in Sag. You say Jupiter is moving into Sag in December? December the...
Actually, November 8th.
It started November 8th.
The sun moved into Sagittarius on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And that's your natal sun. That's your birth sun. So you're having a little double whammy, at least, you know, for this month. And then you'll have the growth of Jupiter until December 3rd, 2019.
Okay.
So it's a good time for meditation practice, spiritual growth. Something like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You said my rising was Capricorn?
Correct.
For some reason I always thought it was Pisces. Are you sure it's not on the cusp of Pisces?
Pisces isn't near here, so I just want to verify the birth information that I received. December
17, 1969. 1156.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you said 7. I will
check. No,
11:56. This is great. Okay, hold on. I'm editing at 11:56.
Here we are.
Mercury retrograde.
This is what happens in Mercury retrograde.
So this is even more interesting. So yes, Pisces rising. And
yes.
You also have... now, the new chart says that your sun and Sagittarius, all that is in the 10th house of career.
So
that's where you're going to get the growth. And the 10th house is not just career, but it's what you're meant to do. It's sort of like a bigger than career. It's being noticed for something that you do. It says here, long-term goals, reputation, public image, maybe any healing that you need to do with your dad, whether he's on this plane or not. So that's a possibility as well. So
he's not
there
on
you go.
The plane.
Yeah.
Wow.
You could still work on if you want to do that. This is a good time for that as well. Even with him not here, just if there's any healing left to do on that relationship.
Actually sometimes easier to do the healing work when our loved ones are in spirit, especially if it was a difficult relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, I'm so glad we caught that. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was a little confused with that when you said Capricorn. I thought, oh my God, I always thought it was Pisces, and I'm glad I did bring
right
it up.
Yeah, I just heard 7 and 11 sound a little similar. So
yes,
no problem. All good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Have a great day.
Thank you so much for calling in. And
I like that. I have my treasures with me everywhere I go. I like that.
You have everywhere you go. And you know, since this year coming, the 2019 for you is all about, you know, career, and Jupiter's about expansion. It looks like you've got some great things look forward to career-wise this year.
Oh, fantastic. Glad to hear that.
Woohoo!
Thank you, ladies.
Oh, you are welcome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So much fun. Susan, are you still there?
I'm here. I'm just waiting.
Oh, okay. I thought we lost you for a second. It got...
No.
Great. It got so quiet. So this is why it's really important to have your birth time, because even that, just that couple of hour difference, we saw what a difference that made, you know, for our caller, right? And Mercury is in retrograde, so it is what it is, and it happens. And so anyway, that was really awesome. Really, really awesome. So do you want to take another caller, Susan?
I can take a couple more, sure.
Okay, great, because our queue is full, I will tell you. We've got dozens of callers on the line. We have another half an hour.
Yeah, sure.
So we have another half an hour. We're doing a special long show for you guys today, so because there's so much information, and you know, we want to take as many callers as possible. So, and you guys know the first half hour of the show, we talk a little. We talked a little bit extra today. And then the second half of the show, we take callers. And I just want to give a shout out to one of our regular listeners and fans, Shirley Cameron, because it is her 91st birthday tomorrow. And I know that is on Facebook watching us live with her, celebrating with her daughter and her sister, her niece. There's a bunch of people there with Shirley celebrating her birthday. So I just wanted to give that big shout out to Shirley. It's so funny. Her daughter walked into the assisted living where she lived about 2 weeks ago, and she says, "I hear Cynthia Fontaine's voice, but that's not possible because she's on the other side of the country." And she walked in, and Shirley was watching one of my Facebook live replays.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's really great. So I love that, you know, so people all sort of ages and all over the country, the United States, and we have listeners actually around the world. So it's really, really fun. And Shirley is a great fan. So I wanted to give her a big shout out. Big happy birthday to Shirley. And that I hope I'm going to actually pull a card for her. And a happy birthday card for you, Shirley. So, and then we'll go to the next caller. But what does Spirit Message Spirit want to give to Shirley for her birthday? Okay.
Whoa,
let's see. Where does it want to go? Where do they want to go? Oh, so really interesting. So round and round in protection, and to be fair, in protection. So that's really interesting because I was hoping for some like, oh, fabulous celebration kind of cards. And in a sense, it could sort of be a celebration in a way, right? Because I love protection cards because they give us an opportunity to see what, you know, we can do differently, what we can sort of correct in a sense. And so, Shirley, for your birthday message, it's about really not repeating lessons that you've learned in the past and being happy because you're in a really great spot. So it actually really is kind of a cool card. It just reminds you to that you have the power to change sort of your direction and your thinking at any time, and you don't have to keep going around in that same circle over and over and over again. So it, again, it's an opportunity. And to be fair, in protection is always it's about injustice in life, it's about inequities, and I'm just gonna pull a third card to get a little bit of clarification here or some more information. Oh, yin. So yin is like you don't really have to do anything, right? It's about the things will sort of evolve around you. But if there's been any sort of unfairness or inequities in your life, I feel like that there isn't anything right now that you have to do to sort of correct this or have it come back around. Okay. Things will naturally sort of resolve. So I hope that helps, Shirley, and I'm so glad to have you as a listener and to have you as a friend. Really, really, really fun. Yeah, Mary Elizabeth Bob Babcock says loves Woto. So, and Jennifer wants to know how you send the chart. So, Jennifer, you don't have to send the chart, but if you call into the show, have your chart ready, and then Susan can take a look at it for you. And, Jennifer, if you just put the first three digits of your area code you're calling from, I'll be able to know that it's you calling in. Okay. So Jennifer was really key. She actually lives near me, and she was really super helpful when my brother passed away, very unexpectedly. Mm. So I'd really love to get her on the air if she can just type in the area code she's calling from, so I can pull up the right caller. Or if you're not on the air, then call in. And Shirley and Cindy and Mary out there in San Diego, California, say thank you for the birthday shout out. So yeah, great. And if you post Shirley's birth information in the Facebook chat, Cindy, maybe we can give her a quick astrology reading as well. So
sure.
You can do a quick one. How's that sound? All right, so ready to go to the next caller?
I am.
Great. So this is area code 201, and the last four digits are 3640. Hi, caller.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
You're on the air with Cynthia and Susan. Who are we speaking with?
This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you?
Great. Where are you calling from?
Jersey.
Jersey. A lot of East Coasters this morning.
Yeah.
Great. So, Rose, do you have your birth chart in front of you?
It's December 10, 1956, 4:25 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Jersey City, New Jersey.
Okay,
so that was
got it. Okay.
4:25 p.m., is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
December 10th, 1956. 4:25 p.m. Jersey City.
All right. So Rose, while Susan is pulling your chart up, I am going to pick an oracle card for you. So tell me when to stop shuffling.
Okay, you could stop.
Okay, and do you want top, bottom, or middle?
Top.
Top. Very top card, or do you want me to count down?
No, count down, please.
How many cards?
Five.
So interesting, because I'm always interested in where people pick from the deck and then what number they pick, right? Because I think it's all meaningful. So number five in numerology is about change and things shifting. And the fifth card from the top is all that glitters. And when you pick from the top of the deck, it means that you like safety and not so much risk-taking. So you have to keep in mind that this next year for you, because we're doing things for the year since we're looking at your chart for this next year in 2019, from now through this Jupiter transit, you really want to be careful that you're not attracted to the things that are glittery on the surface but don't really have a lot of substance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you want to use discernment in this year about being attracted to the things that glitter, but then underneath, you know, they're worn and tarnished.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Susan, how are you doing with the chart?
I got it. Yep.
Great.
So Rose has a Gemini rising, which means that the transit of Jupiter through Sagittarius is in the seventh house, is the house of relationships. Usually one-on-one relationships, you know, maybe best friends or a marriage or someone you're romantically involved with. It could also be business partners. It's all about the power of relating, communicating. This is a good year for that to be those relationships that are close to be successful and happy, as long as you work through whatever comes up. This could be also a year that you meet someone who's significant in your life, whether that be a personal relationship or a business relationship. Negotiation could be more successful in anything to do with legal matters. Be aware that this could also be a year, since you're magnifying that house, of attracting the wrong person, maybe someone who, you know, isn't interested in being tied down, if that's a romantic relationship. So just be aware of excesses like extravagance, a partner or business partner demanding too much, something like that. So that's the nutshell. Your son. Oh, sorry.
No, sorry. I was just going to say that's perfect because it goes right along with all the glitter card.
Yeah, exactly. I love this. Yeah. You can't make it up, right?
Yeah, you can't make it up.
Yeah, she also has Saturn and her son in that house as well. So the sun could magnify and Saturn could restrict. So just be aware of, you know, those possibilities, both sides. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
So it sounds like she could have a lot of tension.
So next year is all about relationships, not about career?
Nope, not in that house. But you have your moon in your career house in Pisces. So, you know, Mars is in Pisces right now. So that's, you know, ability to speak up there. But career is not the highlight of this particular transit.
All right.
Yeah. So we hope that's helpful. And, it's really interesting how the card reflects exactly what's going on in this year with this Jupiter transit in her chart.
You're referring to a transit, but I'm not too familiar with astrology to know what that means.
Okay.
Sorry, Susan, could you give a quick about...
I'm not sure if you were here at the beginning of the call or not. So we talked about Jupiter going through the sign of Sagittarius from November 8th till December 2nd. And the call is specifically relating to that.
Not for next year, just for the transit.
Correct.
For the whole next year.
Right.
Oh, the transit?
It is. Yeah, so this transit is for the whole 2019, and that's why we're doing the show on it today, because it's going to affect everyone for this whole next year. And how it affects you will depend on where it is in your chart.
Exactly.
So for you, Rose, it's going to affect you and your relationship.
All right, I see.
Now that could also be a business relationship, which is related to work. It could be a boss. You know, those one-on-one relationships. So that's how you could apply it to your work situation.
All right. Okay.
And you know, as your progresses for you, keep in mind that what seems on the surface to be shiny and glittery might not be what you think. So use discernment.
All right, I will. Cool. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Bye. So for you guys,
I love how the cards are going along with this. This is very cool.
I did too. You know, it's like you can't make this stuff up, right? Really cool. Cindy has just put in Shirley's birth information. If we can take a look at that, that would be really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Since it's her birthday, I really, really want to give her a little present here. So her birthday
December
is December
2nd.
3rd.
Today's
December 3rd. tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. 1927.
Uh-huh.
8:30. I'm not sure if that's AM or PM. So, Cindy, let me know if that's AM or PM. In Mobridge, South Dakota. O-B-R-I-D-G-E.
Okay.
South Dakota.
Okay.
All right, so while Susan is doing that, now I've already picked some cards for Shirley, so it'll be interesting to see what the cards, if the cards go along with what her chart says. So I didn't realize that I had paused on Instagram because I was looking at a text message. I don't know how that all this techie stuff works, you guys. And it's actually the first time I think I'm broadcasting live on Instagram. I know it's the first time I'm broadcasting simultaneously. So for those of you guys who are joining the show late, either on Facebook Live or on Instagram, I'm here with Susan Brochin. We're doing astrology readings for the aspect of this Jupiter transit that is going through Sagittarius, which will affect everyone in this next year, all the way through 2019. And that's why we picked this particular transit, because it will affect everybody. And then if you have your birth chart ready, that's the easiest way for us to work with you, because it saves just a little bit of time. How are you doing with that, Susan, for Shirley?
Well, I've got it, but I still don't know if it's AM or PM.
Oh, sorry, AM.
Oh, good. Okay, perfect. So I've got it for you. So,
great.
What we have here is we have a, this is another Sagittarius sun and in the same house as the transit. And for her rising is also Sagittarius. So she must be a very fiery lady. So, I don't know her, but she sounds like she's really fiery. So it will affect her sense of self, appearances, the body, first impressions, and her approach to life. So, so this is new experiences, and to rid yourself of anything that's holding you back from truly living and owning your own life. Okay, so there you go. That's the biggest, most exciting new beginning. You're ready to take on the world sense about that particular house.
Oh, that's awesome. And that actually, I think, does sort of go with the cards round and round. And because she has an opportunity here to do things differently in this coming year, 2019, right?
For her node, I want to look at something here. It looks like her south node is in Capricorn in the first two. And her north node is in Gemini, but we won't talk too much about that. I just thought I'd add that.
Okay, great. So let's take another caller. We only have 15 minutes left. Time is going by so fast. So this is area code. Yeah, this is area code 678, and the last four digits are 9459. Cindy and Shirley, say thank you so much. So, hi, caller. You're on the air with Cynthia and Susan. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello? It's 678. Caller, can you hear us? I can hear noise, but yeah, I hear something, but okay, caller. So we're not able to hear you, caller. So maybe you can try back in, and we're gonna go to another caller. All right, so this is our Skype caller back. So we're gonna go here. And
hello.
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Cynthia and Susan.
Thank you. Earlier my call dropped, so that's why I lost you guys.
Oh, that's okay. What's your name, honey, and where are you calling from?
My name is Lisa. I'm calling from New York City.
Lisa from New York City.
Okay, great.
Yes. Well, it's afternoon in New York City, so I'll say good afternoon, Lisa.
Yes,
thanks so much for calling.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, yes. So Lisa, do you have your birth chart?
Okay, cool. It's August 12th.
August 12th?
Mm-hmm.
What year?
Oh, you need the year? Oh,
1989.
Yes.
1989. And
yes.
And where were you born and what time?
Okay, I was born Long Island, time 2:30.
A.M. or
okay,
P.M.?
What's the city or town in Long Island and two? Yeah.
I'm sorry. What? I'm sorry.
A.M. or P.M.?
Oh, A.M. 2:30 in the morning.
A.M. Okay. So, what's the name of the town in Long Island?
Hempstead, Long Island.
Hempstead?
Yes.
Okay. I'm still going to try that.
All right, so while Susan is pulling up your chart, I'm going to pick a card for you. And again, we're looking at the Jupiter transit in Sagittarius, which will be in, the transit will be in Sagittarius for the entire 2019. And so how this affects people in for the whole next year. So this is a sort of a little preview of your year to come here. So, Lisa, tell me when to stop shuffling the cards.
You can stop now.
Okay. And do you want a card from the top, bottom, or middle of the deck?
I'm going to go for the middle.
Middle. And do you want right in the middle, or do you want to count down from the middle or up from the middle?
I'm going to stay on the right side.
Stay on the right side. Okay. Ah, breathe and protection. So when breathe and protection shows up, it's really a call for you to sort of take a step back and to know that things are going to work out. But when we forget to breathe, right, especially as women, we often hold our breath when we're stressed out. And we don't even realize it. This is really well for you to know that things are going to work out, but you have to take a step back, take a breath, give yourself a little bit of space. And I usually put my phone on airplane mode so that doesn't happen, but because I'm broadcasting on Instagram through my phone, I couldn't do that. So anyway, but that's okay. So it's also about waking up and getting out and doing things. It can breathe and protection can be about sort of inertia. It can be about maybe a little bit lazy sometimes, especially in the winter here in New England. We can get, you know, a little bit lazy in a sense where maybe we don't get outside and get some fresh air. And so it's about it's about moving your body. It's about getting some exercise, and it's a clearing your head, right? And really getting, so this year for you, I feel like is a call for you to get physical in a sense. See if this has to do with health for you. Yeah. So Susan, does that cooperate?
Nothing, believe
with
it.
Your
Yes.
And so, Susan, what have you discovered?
Okay, so she's got a Cancer rising, which is a water sign, Lisa, and your Sagittarius is in the sixth house, which is the house of health and fitness and animals. analytical nature. I know. Work habits, organization, and your sense of usefulness. So just a little bit more about that. So this is a time when you can expand and grow your relationship to your work, your daily routines, and any health-related endeavors. Good time to take on a new exercise program, join a gym. If you're not already, start yoga or whatever it is, and watch what you eat and just, you know, have that new sense of resolve.
I've already started, believe it or not. I have my new protein shakes to get me into shape. I have a trainer at the gym, so I started, and I'm definitely watching what I'm eating. So I'm getting back into shape, 1,000%.
So you're right on track. You knew. You also have your moon in Sagittarius, which is also pretty fiery. And that's going to go, and there's going to be a new moon in Sagittarius, a perfect time for planting even more seeds on a banner about, I believe it's December 5th or 6th, something like that. Getting back to this, it's a good time for appreciating yourself for all the things you are already doing. To realize that you are of service and you are giving back to the world and community. What kind of work do you do, Lisa?
Right now I'm in customer service, but I want to go back into the corporate environment. I'm starting in January. It's either December or January. I'm taking some new computer courses to get me back in the door.
All right.
Great.
More power to you. Good year for that. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
I love how the cards go right with what the what the transit is
for.
You can't make this stuff up.
Nope. But
yeah,
everything is right on track.
Yeah. So cool. So thank you so much, Lisa. That's really awesome. So it looks to you like you're already on the perfect path for what this transit means for you. And you know, so again, wintertime in New England can be tricky. Sometimes we get snow, we get storms, we don't want to go out of the house. So it's going to be important for you to stay on track, you know, with your fitness and health this year.
Okay, I will. Definitely I am.
Great.
Awesome.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thank you. Have a good one, ladies.
Right.
Talk to you soon.
You too, and happy holidays.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. So, Susan, we only have like 6 minutes left, about 5 minutes left. So why don't we chat? You know, I wanted to just give a shout out. We have Daryl in South Africa watching, Christine, Lisa, Shirley, Corey, Mary, Elizabeth, Jennifer, Cindy, Mary Ellen, Patrick, Diane, Millie, Kathy. Oh my goodness, there's so many great people who are over on the Facebook page, and there were people at Instagram, but I lost my connection on Instagram. So Instagram is off, but we're still here on Facebook Live. And with just a couple of minutes left, Susan, are there any sort of last-minute insights or things that you want to share with everybody for this new year coming up in for 2019 with this Jupiter transit?
Okay, well, I think one of the things to remember is sometimes we go through periods that we feel might be obstacles, but then there's always something bright around the corner. And this particular period is, from all the astrologers' perspectives and from what everything I read and from my own sense, a year of many new possibilities on all fronts. And so let's just embrace it and love and enjoy and have a happy holiday season as we move into this wonderful period.
Beautiful and perfect. And we can really use some positive messaging right now, you know, with all that's happening. And I'm just going to pull a card for everybody who is on Facebook Live, who joined up on Instagram and on the radio show today. And okay, Susan, tell me when to select the card. Everybody who is
I didn't want to do that. You heard this twice. Stop.
Okay. Clean it up. So clean up. So I'm going to go with health, right? Because Jupiter can be a planet of expansion. So this next year, focus on your health. You know, watch your weight. Also, you clean up clutter that you have in the house. Clean up your mind and your relationships. So really a theme of cleaning it up. And I love that. I get this card all the time.
Yeah. It's also really a good time to clean up your desk and all the papers that might be thrown all over your desk and your brain and your thoughts. Mental clutter.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, even paper clutter actually takes space in our mind, and people don't realize
that.
And when you have a lot of clutter, you can gain weight, believe it or not, because it's excess, things in excess. And when things take up space in your mind, then it takes energy and life force. So clean the stuff up. That way you have more energy and life force to live your life this next year. So, Susan, we have 2 minutes left. I want to thank you so very much for coming on again. This was so much fun. You're so insightful, and it's really been fabulous having you on. And I want to thank everybody who tuned in on Facebook, live on Instagram, who joined us on the show on Blog Talk, and for everybody who will listen to the show in the future. You know, remember, though you won't get a reading because the show was recorded live, you will, though, however, get Cleodons, which will be messages that you feel like we're talking directly to you, because we are. So you can find Susan. You can email Susan, or you can find her at akashichelpandhealing.com. You can find me, of course, on Facebook, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium and Spirit Guru, cynthiafontaine.com. I have a lot of exciting things coming up this year. In 2019, that I will be announcing in a week or two, so you guys can look out for that. I believe I'm going to be in Toronto in January, and then I'm going to have my brand new class launching online, and those announcements will all be coming up soon. So I want to thank you all so very, very much. It's been really fabulous, Susan. Thank you for being here again. And I can't wait to have you back on the show.
Thank you, Cynthia. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much. So you guys over in Facebook land, I love you so much. Susan posted her email there. Heather, who joined us late over there, and Daryl, thank you guys. And I will see you here on Facebook next week. So we have 30 seconds here. So again, check out my website, cynthiafontaine.com. Check out Susan, and we love you all, guys, so very much. And happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah, happy Hanukkah.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
All right, guys. Have Bye-bye. A great and fantastic week.
Everyone got a name, every heart is bound to break, everyone trying hard, meaning well. ocean boom. I'm the one fragile heart, broken down, torn apart.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations. Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.